starting off that entire set of music. Hey, my name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you on Fridays. Starts at 9. We go until 1 a.m. If it's not Friday, if it's not December 12th of 2025, you're listening to what we call an encore show. If it is Friday, December 12th of 2025, you're listening to a pre-recorded show that I did special for you so that you could have a nice show of original music. I'll still take suggestions for future shows at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Might as well remind you while I'm just rambling on the mic that WRCT Pittsburgh is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza. Spack Brothers are located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They offer pizza, hoagies, and wings, salads, and they also specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in the sauce. They used unbleached flour in the dough. The difference is in the taste. For more information, SpackBrothers.com. That is S-P-A-K Brothers.com. I think it's time I find myself and yourself getting back into some more music. Some Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Her third and final top 10 from 1988. I can't help myself for loving you. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here exclusively on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Oh,
Brand new music from Jack Ruby's Greedy is the single. Name of the new album is Visions in the Bowling Alley. You know, I have visions of bowling alleys because I hang out at a bowling alley a lot, it seems like. I'm not a good bowler either. You might know that each and every Thursday I hang out at Arsenal Lanes down in Lawrenceville spinning 80s and 90s music. There on Tuesdays occasionally. I hang out on Wednesdays when they have live bands. The occasional Sunday, you might find me DJing there. But you know, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one from WRCT who likes to hang out at that bowling alley. DJ Sean Watson from A Minute Pause, he holds down two or three Fridays spinning vinyl. Yes, he spins vinyl at a bowling alley, which is some awesomeness. I know I'm here on Fridays, so I'm not there. But if you're not listening here, that's just maybe an option for you. Jay Thurber from Radio 9. He does the second and last Sunday, or I should say the second and fourth Sunday of every month at Arsenal Lane. And Steve the Roach. Every once in a while, you can catch Steve. I know he does the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT. But at Arsenal Lane's, he's got a different side. That is the depth of the DJs, the air personalities, whatever you want to call them, we have here at WRCT. Hey, let's get back into whatever that set of music was all about before the Jack Rubies played some brand new music from Len Price 3. The new album's actually called Misty Medway Magic. I played you Misty Medway. Buzzcocks in there asking, what do I get? Some brand new music from Mark Valentine with You Are the Jets, and start off the entire set with some Joan Jett. Joan Jett and the Blackheart from her 1988 album Up Your Alley with I Hate Myself for Loving You. A song that very well could be played at Arsenal on an 80s, 90s night because it came out in 1988. And I think it peaked at number 8. 8 or 9. Just right around there. So yeah, sometimes I'm playing the hits for you. Just not the current hits. The oldies. I'm an oldies DJ. Hey, I played that Joan Jett for a very specific reason, outside of it being a good song. I played it because Mick Taylor, formerly of the Rolling Stones, was playing guitar on that track. If you listen to the guitar solo, that's all Mick Taylor. And it was on this very day, 51 years ago, that Mick Taylor quit the Rolling Stones.
$30, now a half, 30 and a half, now one, you're gonna be 31 and a half, you're gonna be down to two.
How much is enough?
That's an early version of The Replacements and their song, Can't Hardly Wait. That version actually was an outtake from the Tim sessions. Yeah, the studio version, you know, came on the next album, Pleased to Meet Me. And that the version you just heard, it's a little bit more raw, is it not? It doesn't have the horns or the strings. Anyway, I digress. Hey, before The Replacements, went back to 1991's vinyl album from Dramarama with them doing the Rolling Stones' Memo from Turner. The fun part about them doing that song was on that album and that song, former Rolling Stone Mick Taylor played guitar, much like that Joan Jett song I played a little earlier. So if you heard, Mick Taylor had quit the Stones on this day back in 1974. And 17 years later, he jammed with Dramarama. Oh, played some Mere Mortals before that from Indianapolis, Indiana. Doing their version of The Doors' Peace Frog. It was on this day in 1970. Jim Morrison played his last show with The Doors in New Orleans. And speaking of anniversaries, The Fix from their Ink album with How Much Is Enough, because of Cy Cernan celebrating a birthday. Number 68 today. Happy birthday, Cy. Start off the entire set with Elvis Costello and Radio Radio, because that is what you are doing. You are listening to the Radio Radio. Somehow, you might be listening on your phone or on your computer at WRCT.org or through TuneIn, through your smart device thing. That's how I listen at home sometimes. I just get lazy and I say, hey, smart device, play WRCT. And it does. Or you're just listening old school. You're in your car, you're at home, and you got a fire going, and all the kids are just sitting around the RCA having a little fireside chat with the Mockster. That's what we're doing. We're doing something. Whether it's right or wrong, we're doing something. Hey, playing all that Stones makes me think I'm almost obligated to tell you about probably the biggest Stones fan that we have here at WRCT. It's our rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. He does a little radio show called Quartz in Session on Thursday evenings. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, but he puts a twist on it, because what he does is he plays new music by classic artists. If you don't know what that means, well, you should tune in Thursdays at 8 p.m. for Quartz in Session. Find out. Hey, speaking of Stones, and I think on this day, and this one I didn't write down, but I think on this day, actually, I think Mick Jagger, I think he got knighted on this day, but it's kind of interesting because, you know, 1974, Mick Taylor quits the Stones on December 12th. Then on December 12th, 1985, 11 years later, one of the original members of the Stones, Ian Stewart, passed away. So I'm going to a song from Aidan Moffat and the Best Ofs. We know Aidan, he was in the band, the Scottish band, the Arab Strap, but he put out this song for Ian Stewart.
All the way from Pettenweem to the rock and roll dream, all the way from East Newquay to the R&B. Drove the bus. rugged rhythms like black diamonds. Back cruising down Route 66. Did you dream of locks and highlands?
Drinking from noon until noon again.
every day takes a backseat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wags. She's a waitress and she's got style.
Dumbass kids smoking dope and chasing tail, living in a fairy tale. Sounds like fun. Get your kicks. Don't you know it's all for sale? Living in a fairy tale. Sounds like fun. Dumbass kids, it's a miracle that you survive. I'm just glad you're still alive. Sounds like fun. Dumbass kids, all you hear is blah, blah, blah. I don't care, I come too far. And it was fun, yeah. Yeah.
1991 movie soundtrack for A Matter of Degrees, Yola Tango wrapping up that set of music with Something to Do, which is what this show is. Just something to do, something to listen to.